Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Shepley Wood Products, your local Anderson window dealer.
Falling all around time, I was on my way.
Okay, Ken, I will give it to Train that they also were able to successfully cover a Led Zeppelin song.
So yeah, that's pretty good.
Train, OAR, Heart. That's it, though. There are. It's a very risky thing to do, as we discussed earlier, when it comes to covering a Led Zeppelin song. Joining us right now on the Harbor One hotline, it is fellow Peloton fanatic Adam Schefter. How are you on it right now, or what?
Not right now, but okay. Would like to be on later. Yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Same. So listen, some big news here in New England when it comes to Dante Hightower and the fact that he is going to opt out for this season.
Listen, you guys mentioned Brandon Bolden, too. So we are now to five New England Patriots. But the headliner is Dante Hightower, the linebacker, who had a baby on July 18th, who's opting out, who's leaving behind an $8 million base salary, who's leaving behind the responsibilities of being the Patriots' defensive signal caller. And that's a blow to the Patriots' defense, major blow. And this is a decision that every player now has the chance and right to make, and I will say this. I don't think it's overly surprising that some of them are opting to not play. Each has a different reason, but we see how this virus has affected many people. We see it's affected older people, minorities. I think many of the players in the league have had somebody that they've lost. Not many, but some. I know some have. A relative, a friend. And because of that, I think it's impacting their decision as they think about what they want to do. And if you're a guy like Dante Hightower that just had a baby July 18th and you don't want to take any chances and you want to be safe, this is what you do. And this is what he's planning to do, to opt out. You mentioned Brandon Bolden, another one.
Marcus
Cannon.
And I think
there will be more players across the league opting out.
Looks like Marcus Cannon is going to do, or has informed them that he will do the same. When it comes to the NFL player mentality, Adam, do you think that the higher the profile of the player that opts out, it essentially gives other guys the feeling that it's okay for them to do so?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what I would say to that is this. I think that I know this. There are players who are contemplating what to do. And so I just think that anybody in any situation, if they were contemplating what to do, and they heard that their colleagues or friends or an acquaintance were doing that, wouldn't that, he's doing it, right? Wouldn't that just enter into your thinking? I'm not telling you it would make your decision, but it's only natural to assume that it would be a part of your thinking.
What can the Patriots do, though, now, salary cap-wise, right? If they're saving $8 million because they don't have to pay Dante Hightower and some other players, will they now have an option to maybe utilize that money? What's going to happen with that money that's kind of just sitting there?
Well, you can go spend it elsewhere if you like. First of all, I think a lot of teams are being very careful about how they spend money. I think, you know, we as fans, we hear, $8 million freed up, let's go spend it elsewhere. And they might do that. I don't know. But I also know that there are a number of teams exercising cautious behavior financially because they don't, if let's just say there's some linebacker on the street and you want to go sign him, we don't know that there's going to be a full season. You could be paying the guy. I mean, you don't know how that's going to happen. So I think that enters into their thinking. Plus, there's just not a linebacker on the street as good as Dont'a Hightower right now. So that's another issue. And then, of course, you start looking at some of the other Patriots' losses, and you start adding them together. Kyle Van Noy to Miami, Jamie Collins and Danny Shelton to Detroit, Dont'a Hightower to the opt-out. I mean, there's a toll that begins to take after a while. And there's no doubt that will influence and impact this season, assuming it's played.
Assuming it's played. When it comes to high-profile players opting out, how many does it take before the NFL decides that this season is not feasible, or does that not affect it at all in your mind, Adam?
No, I think the league just keeps going on and on. The league, I mean, I don't mean to sound cold about this, but you've just got to keep going. Like, yeah. You got to proceed as if it's business as usual. If Dont'a Hightower wants to opt out, that's his decision. That's his right. He deserves that. But they put these mechanisms into place for players to opt out if that's what they want to do. And some players are going to use it and exercise it. Others are not.
What are the chances that a quarterback, Adam, a high-profile player like a quarterback, opts out this season?
I don't think high. Now, look, anything's possible, but I brought up, look, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is a doctor in Canada. He's on the front line. We understand that one. Dont'a Hightower, he has a baby. We understand that one. Do we know of any quarterbacks in a certain situation that you'd say, boy, this guy would be willing to bypass $25 million to take the season off? Like, the salaries are so high. And the profile is so high that I don't know of a circumstance right now. I'm not telling you it can't happen. Of course it could. But I'm not aware of a circumstance that would make me think, oh, boy, I need to go check on this guy opting out.
The only guy I can think about, Adam, would be Russell Wilson, because he just had a baby not too long ago, a couple of days. And so maybe that's something that he could potentially be seeing. The question I ask is, what is the line that every league, but especially the NFL, what are they willing to go? How far are they willing to go before they say, all right, we might have to pause the season. We might have to cancel the season. I think that's going to be the biggest and most interesting thing for me.
I don't think the NFL is thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think the NFL is thinking like that. And by the way, if you're baseball, I know everybody's quick to say, well, what are they going to do and how are they going to handle it? And we didn't hear anything yesterday. It doesn't mean we won't today or tomorrow. We didn't hear anything about them canceling the season. And they're in the situation they are where their guys testing positive. I just think the league knows the challenges that are ahead. The league knows it's not going to be easy. The league knows there are things it has to do. It knows there are going to be setbacks, like the Vikings trainer testing positive, like Dont'a Hightower opting out. The league knows these things. But the plan, the determination, the will is to go forward and to have a season in whatever form that season takes, knowing that it's not going to be a regular season. Look, today was supposed to be the day that training camps are supposed to be opening. Everyone, you know, we're talking about positional battles. This guy going to make the team? This guy going to do that? And instead, it's all about the virus. It's just all about it and how it impacts guys. And it's just not going to be your regular football season. Just not.
Adam, thanks for taking the time this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Adam Schefter reporting that Dont'a Hightower will opt out this season. Who's the next man up there, Wiggy?
For what? To opt out?
No, for Hightower.
Oh, I would say maybe, Juwan Bentley would be the guy that would come to my mind. Right off the top, but you're still not going to be able to replace that production. And you think about it, Adam brought this up, you not only are losing Dont'a Hightower, but you lost Kyle Van Noy and Jamie Collins. So you lost your best three linebackers that are a critical and important part to that defense.
Maybe Ninkovich can start talking about how he wants to come back again.
Could, but he got that nice cushy gig out at ESPN.
Yeah.
A couple days a week.
And they're probably ESPN money.
That ESPN money, they're paying him good. But the one thing that I did like that Adam Schefter said that really, when you start
kind of wussed out with him. I mean, you've been bitching about Schefter every day.
About what?
You say he's, what is it,
General Zod?
Yeah, it's still Neil before Zod.
We know the two people that Wiggy doesn't like are Schefter and Mayo.
No, I didn't say I didn't like
hates
him.
Mayo. That's he can't, he's got an issue with Mayo. He and Mayo had some kind of an issue.
He blocked Mayo on Twitter.
Me and Mayo never had an issue. I don't think, I might have met Mayo once or twice. But the one thing that stood out for me with Schefter was he said the league knows that there's going to be challenges and they're going to push through it. So I think that's a good thing.
It's no different than Major League Baseball.
Right.
There were a lot of people who almost were hoping for the end of Major League Baseball yesterday, Ken.
Yes. Nope.
They are forging onward. I mean, it's life.
Right.
It's living. It's working. It's you understand that there's risk involved.
And I heard about it, but I know there was a lot of tweefing going on by Greg Bedard and some other, football guys because
A dink he is.
Because he had said something along the lines that there are people in the media that are rooting for there to be no season for Corona to win. Very similar to, I believe, that there are people that are rooting for the coronavirus to win to take Trump down. Mm-hmm. And so there are probably people, I don't want to say Ken's one of them, that are rooting for these sports to get canceled, to get paused, so they can go, huh.
But look, in the NFL's case, you can push it to the spring and these guys will all play.
You can't push it to the spring.
Yes, you can.
We've had that discussion.
In your head, you can't. No, you actually can.
Okay, so let's go down your stupid theory lane here. So they start the season March.
Yep.
Right? So March, April, May, June,
July, September, October, November, July Super Bowl.
So training camp starts July 28th. That's what Schefter just said.
You push that back a couple months, Wiggy. It's
when
not
are
that
you
hard.
Pushing it back? So how many months are you going to push next season back to? If the Super Bowl is July 15th, when does the 2000, what season would that be? The 2020?
92nd.
Right. What would the 2000
be the year after 2020?
Start in October. You play through January. You have the Super Bowl later in February.
Oh, so I hate this argument about pushing everything back. You get 75 years on this planet,
mm-hmm.
and this one is basically a wash.
Right.
And honestly,
not even the way you do.
Whatever. All right. I get 71. The rest of you get 70. But literally, like, when is it okay to say, you know what? I'm not giving up a whole year of my life.
Yeah.
You're supposed to live. Aren't you supposed to live every day like it's your last and enjoy life?
You have a tattoo, carpe diem.
But Greg, you want to go see Zeppelin play. You don't want to go see Train cover Zeppelin. You want to see the guys. When you tune into your favorite show, you want to hear Greg Hill, not some schlub who's replacing
you. All you're doing
is push it a couple months.
But all you're doing is then messing up the following season because now you can't start in October and then think that you're going to play for 3 months and say, how do we figure this out and then have a Super Bowl in February? Because then what happens is not only do you push this season back, you now have to push the following season back, and you'll never get back on.
Yes, you will.
How? And Wiggy, the one point that we also have to make here is the TV element of this, and the fall is the reason why the NFL gets the massive TV money that they do. You don't just remove the number one TV show every year is Sunday Night Football on NBC.
Right.
So you're just going to move that out of the fall?
Yes.
And secondly, we have Greg Bedard yesterday arguing with Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football because he said there were some people in the media that wanted the NFL to be done. He said, quote, "We've got journalism covered over here. Just stay in your lane as an entertainer." Like, my God.
So Ken.
Journalism, Boston Sports Journal with 15 subscribers.
Let me, how do you get back on track without messing up any season if you push it to the spring?
I don't know how you can't grasp this. Danielle, I'm like.
I've tried, Ken.
But you're messing up some season. One of them
yes,
seasons.
Next season you push back a little bit and then you're back on track.
But you messed up the following season. Because you're
really.
Wait a second.
By 1 month.
I don't know that it's going to be able to flesh itself out in 1 year.
Right.
I think it's going to have a little bit longer.
You're off for most of July and August and September. You started October.
Right. When does training camp start?
Late September.
Not everybody can work from home until July 2021 like they work for Google.
This is about a substandard product. When you have Dante Hightower opting out, Just shut it down until the spring.
You make no sense. So Ken's theory is this. Play the Super Bowl in the middle of July. Then basically tell those guys you got 2.5 months of shutting it down.
And come back.
Then we're starting training camp up in late September. We're starting the season up in October.
Right.
And then that season's going to go as scheduled as planned. You're not going to get 16 weeks.
Why?
How?
They already want to move the Super Bowl back a couple weeks.
So now you move the Super Bowl back all the way into, March or whatever.
February. Oh, my God.
How
could we handle that?
And then what are you doing about the draft, the combine, and all that stuff?
I mean, you're just not making any sense.
Okay, and what if there's no vaccine by the time you want the season to start in the spring?
Then you got
to
go in the spring.
Why is it
at least you'll have therapies. At least the curves will be flattened.
The curves are already flattened.
Look at Florida. The curve is escalating.
The curve is already flattened, and the cases in Texas are actually going down.
They are not.
Yeah, you are. You want
pull
the number?
Up Worldometer,
get up Worldometer, baby.
I go to the New York Times.
Oh, now you're going to somewhere else.
No, I go to the New York Times because they'll tell you exactly day by day. You
no
want
paywall.
Texas?
Let me tell you, those Australian twins not flattening the curve.
Oh.
By the way, did you catch them saying that they shower together because they're
that's
twins?
Disgusting. So weird.
That's disgusting. For you mean for them?
Ken, Texas numbers, right? They went down. Yesterday they had 6,500 cases, and the day before that they had 41.
They had 41 cases?
4,100 cases, excuse me.
So it went up?
But it's went down since they were at 10,000 or whatever the hell it was. They have gone down since everybody had said that they were getting over 10,000 cases.
How many in Massachusetts yesterday? Couple
Massachusetts
hundred?
Was, I believe it was 308.
Danielle, I have a very important question to ask you. Why in the hell did Wiggy not do our COVID hourly updates?
I think that the company was focused on actually getting accurate info out.
But Ken is spitting.
You're not going to watch the Patriots this year.
You're going to be watching.
You're
given false information.
I am not.
Stop telling the people that the numbers in Texas and Florida are still going up because they're not. They're coming down. That's your answer to that. Stop lying to the people.
Stop lying.
It's the smartest thing Ken's ever said.
I mean, that's what you're doing. Oh, okay, look at Texas. Look at the numbers. You want Florida?
Yeah, they're doing
yesterday,
good.
Florida, 8,800 new cases in Florida.
That sounds great to me.
Well, no, I didn't say it sounded great, but are the numbers
flattened
coming
the
down?
Curve there.
They are coming down. From the 10,000.
Ken, it's a virus. The cases are going to keep going up.
Darren
has
got a vaccine
in the works.
But they're
coming down.
Out in January. Do you want to watch substandard football? I do not. Personally, I do not. I want to watch full stadiums, and I want to watch starters.
This
I want to watch
the guy
Josh
who's enjoying watching the Red Sox 16th starter pitch in game 3.
So aren't you going to get subpar football the following season, the one that it starts in October?
No. Vaccines and therapies are in place, and guys aren't afraid.
No, but Listen to Jason McCourty.
Ken enjoys hoping that a Red Sox starter can get through one inning.
Did you see two nights ago? Weber got 6 outs.
I'd rather for them to get this like weird season out of the way, get it in now, do the best you can. If guys opt out, all right, we're in this new normal. I'm making air quotes. Get it out of the way so then next season, come when we do get the vaccine and we're doing everything, we could be right on track. We don't have to worry about anything. Let this season play out the way it is. Hey, if you want to put 20% fans in the stadiums, so be it. If you don't, so be it. Let them play. Figure it out. Let the guys opt out. And now we don't have to keep messing up the schedule as we move on from season to season.
Ken, this texter is correct. You've been pushing everything back a little bit since March.
And I've been correct. I've been proven correct on everything.
How? You said flatten the curve. That's what we did.
I went to the doomsday prep on day one, and I got mocked for that. Boy, I was right on the money. The virus is real. I mean,
did we flatten the curve? Did we flatten the curve?
Yeah, for the most part, here we did.
Okay, so then.
And schools are going to open up in the fall.
No. So then why can't we get back to some type of normalcy if we flatten the curve?
You can't until there's a vaccine. You can't do anything that is normal in your life until there's a vaccine.
Right, so why not say that at the beginning? Why not go, listen, we're not going to be able to do anything until, forget about flatten the curve, forget about the mortality rate, forget about the hospitalizations, forget about the second surge.
Well, because nothing is done the way it's always been done. A quarantine has always been a situation where you quarantine the what people?
Sick.
The sick people. We're quarantining the healthy people.
Mm-hmm. The allegedly healthy people.
The healthy people are the ones who are being quarantined. Why don't we quarantine the sick people?
Ken, what percentage of the league, NFL-wise, do you think would get the vaccine once it's out?
50%. Half, I think half. Which, like everything else. Hey, maybe the NFL would say you're not playing unless you get the vaccine.
I bet you a lot of companies would say that. Mandate it?
Yep.
Or attempt to?
They might.
Can you do that? Or do you think you'd have a
business?
They can't force them to get it, but they might be able to get away with telling them that they have to opt out if they don't.
Well, the only way you'd be able to do that is if you went back and you rewrote the CBA for the players to agree on it.
True.
Do you want regular people to be back at work right now?
If it's safe for the most part.
Okay.
Yes.
So why don't you want the NFL to play? What's the difference?
Players are opting out left and right. What are you seeing?
Left and right.
We just had 5 Patriots in the last 24 hours.
First of all, the Bolden thing is not confirmed.
Yes, it is confirmed. Schefter confirmed it. So did Mike Reese.
No, Schefter confirmed it because he heard it here.
Mike Reese is confirming it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that all these players are opting out within hours of Brian Belichick being named
the head coach. I'm surprised you didn't say that if Brady were still here, none of these players would have opted out.
You know what the new talking point's going to be among the Belichick honks? It wasn't that Brady left the reason they stunk. It's because all these players opted out. That is going to be the new modus operandi of the Patriot honks.
Well, do the numbers. Do Ken's numbers. You're the map. Do the numbers, Ken. If you got 32 players, because you said one per team that opt out, and there's 2,000 guys in the NFL, what's the percentage of players that opted out?
I may be way low, by the way. We're on pace for like 100 big-name players to opt out.
You big-name player. You got one big-name player. One big-name player.
And Marcus Cannon is their starting right tackle, and you don't consider him a big-name player.
He's a big-name player in Massachusetts. When you start to talk about big-name players in the league having issues is when you start to see Russell Wilson's, Tom Brady's, Patrick Mahomes.
I bet you Cam Newton thinks he's an important player. Wait till it's a turnstile. Wait till it's like Greg's buddy Lane over there.
So, back in right tackle.
How dare you get on Max Lane.
That's an errant attack on Max Lane.
Totally unprovoked.
Yeah. And then when Max Lane is in studio, Ken will do what he did when Matt Light was in studio. He turned into a church mouse. It's quiet as kept back there.
I want to love something as much
as... I body slammed Lane.
Hi, Matt.
Matt, I loved your performance in the Super Bowl.
Loved you as a player, Matt.
Oh, right. I won that debate.
I loved your dancing on stage even after you lost.
I got him in the ribs with a Dwight Freeney, and he never recovered.
Listen, I have to point out there are a considerable amount of people who say Ken is the only one on this program who has been right from the get-go.
What was he right about?
When it comes to COVID-19.
Well, what was he right about?
I called for a shutdown before anybody else.
Yeah, flattening the
curve. I was right. Track and trace, shut down the border.
Ken Jong.
Why are they all Pennsylvania area codes? It's weird.
All right. After trending, Derek, the Steelers fan, wants to weigh in on this. Do you not want to? I mean, we can. Okay.
Well, that's because he knows Derek's going to come kicking that knowledge, and Ken's going to be like,
All right, let's get to trending, though, first.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 1 dozen Lucerne large white eggs for only 47 cents. Limit 2 per customer when you activate the digital coupon. Now, if you're just joining us at this very moment, Dante Hightower has opted out of the 2020 season per Adam Schefter. Also, our own Fitzy, Brandon Bolden. And Fitzy says a couple more he's hearing as well, but those are unconfirmed at this point. That joins Marcus Cannon, Danny Vitale, and Najee Turan.
Well, I did your numbers. 32 players, that's 0.016% out of the 2,000.
So that's the same mortality rate for the coronavirus.
Fitzy, by the way, tweeted right away, this season ain't happening, folks. So Fitzy agrees with me.
Okay. All right.
Because a few...
You're going public with that.
Because a few role players and special team players opt out.
Fitzy also... He gave credit to somebody at Brady NFL. Thanks to my guy Brady, has been predicting Cannon for months now.
Oh, okay.
So we should have been listening to some fanboy that Fitzy follows.
He's a title talk intern, Tom Brady reply guy.
Oh, boy. Patriots.
It's actually motion out.
It's report day. Some of them are reporting.
Tucker Boynton's burner.
I love how the league's over, right?
Yeah.
With the corona.
Well,
where if there was no corona and we go, hey, listen, Marcus Cannon, Brandon Bolden, they're not going to be on the team next year. Ken would be like, so what? What are those guys? Not like you need those guys.
right. Cancel it. That's what it's called.
Cancel it.
Cancel the season.
Nice. I'm out of nickname room on my Twitter bio. I'm in for the bubble sports, though. NHL going to launch today. We got scrimmages today in the league. Bruins will play Columbus on Thursday.
I can't wait for that game Thursday.
How cool
night.
Is that going to be? Just to watch hockey.
I want to see what what hockey looks like. Because basketball looks weird.
It
baseball
does.
Doesn't really, yeah. No big issue. But basketball looks weird playing. I want to see how hockey looks with however they set it up. It's going to be a lot harder for them to put like video monitors around the rink.
I'm going to gather 100 people on a booze cruise and watch that game Thursday night, Ken. Is that all right?
That's great.
Somebody's going to take a picture of that. They're going to shut down their booze cruise.
It's hockey. I'm all for it. Now, Chara didn't practice yesterday. Test results didn't come back. But the big news was Pastrnak did practice on the top line. They put him back out there.
Woo.
Despite Greg reporting he had put on 25 pounds last week, which was a total assault on the guy.
No, I said he felt like he had put on some weight.
Oh.
That's words from his mouth.
Weight shame.
Good.
How can you not? I mean, if you're eating in the North End.
Are you guys FaceTiming?
It's pasta and sauces.
You have killed the guy's career. It's unbelievable.
I have not. No wonder
Sweeney will come on with it.
I know. That's probably the issue, I'm sure. Somehow I'm blamed for running into a guy at dinner in the North End. I mean, give me a break.
Can't get Sweeney. Can't get the governor. Can't get the mayor.
I think Dale blocked Sweeney.
You guys did the Macarena in that video. I saw. I was like,
stop. What is with you in the dry snitching?
That's dry snitching at
his
best.
Hey, have to admit
don't
it.
Send it to him next time,
stop
dummy.
That. Dry
stop
snitching
it.
At his best.
Macarena.
Loose lips sink ships, isn't that what they say?
Right. That's what they say. Quiet. Ixnay. Ixnay on the
It's actually Mambo number 5.
Yeah. That's what it was. Celtics scrimmage Houston today, 8 p.m.
If you
tonight.
Must
is that
know,
Gnarls Barkley?
It was Katy Perry's Firework, which is a fantastic song.
Oh, bros crying together in the North End.
And by the way, can I, on a random side note,
sure.
can I tell you how fabulous the new Taylor Swift album is?
You love it. Wow. You love the T Swift.
You love is, Taylor
it is,
Swift.
It is. And by the way, 1.5 million downloads in the first 24 hours.
Imagine
most successful album ever when it comes to downloads.
You
what?
You are Kennedy Stidham.
No, I'm not. Kennedy.
I was
going to
say
Kennedy Stidham.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to
say. Do you have a promo code for the album?
I appreciate a good pop song.
You and 1.4999 14-year-old girls.
I can picture Greg rocking out to the new T-Swift album while texting his buddies the good news that Outer Banks is being renewed for a second season.
On a boat.
Right.
On a boat.
Right. Yes. Anything else?
Well, the Red Sox, 6:30 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market.
How'd they do last night?
Red Sox Radio Network.
How'd they do last night?
Stop it.
Not as good as Taylor Swift.
On the bright
album.
Side, Zach Godley didn't start, but he went 4 scoreless and struck out 7, if he made it that far. And Lou Maloney may join us at some point. We may check in with Lou.
All right.
Lou's going to join us. We'll talk a little baseball after Derek.
Nice.
He's got Taylor Swift and Katy Perry in his
mind. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show.
Nothing else out there sounds like it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework.
What a finely crafted pop song that is, Wiggy.
Oh man, you gotta be like a 14-year-old girl just living in your.
No, I have pride with a friend at a Katy Perry show during this song.
No.
You embrace, you jump up and down.
Oh.
Or if you're bros at a restaurant in the North End.
I guarantee you that Lou is a Katy Perry fan, and Lou Merlone joins us right now. Hey, it's Lou. What's up, Lou?
What's up, people?
No,
yeah, you know, I like Katy Perry, American Idol once in a while with Luke Bryan.
Have you listened to the new Taylor Swift album?
Oh, God.
No, I haven't gone there yet.
It's all right. Like two teenage girls right here.
Yeah, I haven't gone there yet.
Did you talk to that boy at the locker at school today?
It's fantastic.
I think his name is Marcus. He's a new kid. He just transferred in from the city.
There's even there's a song on the album, which is about her Rhode Island.
He plays basketball.
It's about the mansion that she owns in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And Curtis, it's about the woman who used to own it.
Okay.
Like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever.
Yeah.
And
was she wild?
Curtis tried to flex yesterday on our group text and say that he knew the family. And it's not the actual family that he was
hanging
to
out with a brother, though.
What a photo. What a photo.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason he shared that photo.
What are you talking about?
There was a brother right in the middle.
It's my man, Carl. I love him. yes.
So, Lou, thanks for joining us this morning. I wanted to get your thoughts on Major League Baseball. And if you felt like you heard Manfred yesterday, Wiggy was talking this morning about how he was excited about the way, as a commissioner, he handled this. Are you happy with the way Major League Baseball has handled the Marlins outbreak?
I would say that what they did was they dropped the ball on Sunday. You know, they need to come up with, you know, when you have a positive on Friday followed by three more on Sunday, you know, I would sit there at that point and say, you know, we're going to pause this game tonight. And at least that way, they could have waited till Monday. They would have found out that, you know, another eight players tested positive. They could have disinfected a locker room and allowed the Yankees to come in. I think people would rather see the Yankees and Phillies play than the Marlins. So I just feel like Sunday, they need to decide, what do we do immediately? Like tonight, if the Red Sox all of a sudden have four players positive, you're still going to play that game only to find out that maybe there's six or seven more the next day? So I think the screw-up was on Sunday. But now that, listen, they did it. They screwed this thing up. But moving forward right now, yeah, I'm happy they didn't cancel the league. Okay, yeah. This is why you have 60 players in a pool. This is why you have 30 on a roster. So moving forward, hopefully you make a little better decisions.
Matt, one of the things I heard you talking about, Lou, was yesterday was the testing, right? And they got to do a better job with the rapid testing. And you had made mention, well, would it be better to get, because the rapid testing is about 85% versus a test that might take 24 hours. Do you think Major League Baseball is going to have to try to figure out how they do a better job with testing? Because unlike football, and you brought this point up yesterday, Major League Baseball, those guys are playing every day.
Yeah. And I just honestly, I think the only way to really, and I brought up the rapid testing because, you know, you need to test a player, put his ass in a room for about 20 minutes and say, okay, you're negative, come on out and play. You know, this 24-hour thing, you know, you take a test, you're feeling pretty good, you go out, you hang out with your teammates, you play a baseball game, the next day you found out that while you were doing all that, you were positive. So hopefully, and I think I saw this too with the NFL, they're hoping that by the fall, maybe there's a more accurate rapid test. I just think that that is the only way to go, especially when you're not in a bubble. So it's going to continue to be extremely hard for baseball. There's going to be positives. And when there is a positive, we know that test was taken 24 hours ago, not 30 minutes ago. So now we got to do the contact tracing. I mean, it's just, it makes it really hard to finish a season outside of a bubble without rapid tests. But they're, you know, they're just, I guess, apparently not as accurate as they would like right now.
But there's no way you could have done a bubble when you have to play 15 games.
No shot.
No way, right?
No shot. I mean, no. I know we know football, like the travel, we understand those types of numbers, how many players you have. Well, in baseball, you got this taxi squad. You got to protect 60 players on every single team. You got 1,800 players. That doesn't include staff, trainers, strength. I mean, I don't think you could have done it. And yeah, I need a field where I can play. I need an area where I can play 15 games at a time. If we split this thing up, I need a field to play, you know, 7-8 games at a time. I don't think you can do it in baseball. I don't think you can do it in football. Because the other teams, remember, they're doing the playoffs. They're not including every single game, every single team. They're also not playing every single night. So I just don't think you could do a bubble in baseball.
Do you have to get tested every time you go to the ballpark to do a game?
No, we're getting tested like once every, they call it kind of homestand. So I'll probably get tested 4 or 5 times, you know, before the opening homestand, but this road trip counts. But before the next homestand, which is like August 7th, I got to go in like August 5th or something like that and get tested. So there's probably about 4 that we have to do as announcers. So just waiting on that last one, we're good.
And your thoughts on this this Red Sox squad? Are they going to turn things around soon enough?
No.
Dump that, Ken.
I tell you, because the pitching is just god awful. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not so sure Perez and Weber will be as bad as they were. I'm not so sure Eovaldi will be as good as he was, but they just don't have a big league pitching staff. They don't. And, you know, you're starting to see around the game, you know, even bad teams, like the reason why teams are bad is because of their staff, not really their lineup. You know, the Orioles can swing it a little bit. Like the bad teams around baseball, you say, okay, they can score some runs, but their pitching is god awful. That's what you are. Like they don't have any pitching. They got to go out and find some arms, you know, without trading away anybody prospects that are any good. But still, they're trying to find lightning in a bottle with all these guys. They're claiming guys off waivers with 8 ERAs. They don't have a big league pitching staff. And when you're down 7-0 in the second inning or the third inning, as good as your lineup is, that's a tough way to live too. So I think it's one of those things, if you're a pure baseball fan, you'll sit back and just enjoy baseball's back and sports are back. But this team's not going to compete for anything.
Do you feel like we'll find out what happened with this whole Marlins situation, like where it all started from? I know there's been a bunch of reports, whether it was down in Atlanta, whether, you know, on the airplane. Why would they be traveling on an airplane that wasn't
Spirit.
Wasn't clean? And to figure out if the protocols are actually working, or did some of these guys maybe do something that they weren't supposed to be doing for the Marlins?
Don't you think you got to find out, like, what was going on? I mean, I don't know if someone's going to be honest with you, but don't you want to know if it was 4 or 5 guys that went out to a club and did something stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was everybody was like, no, actually, we've done everything properly. Everything. You know, like we've social distance and we still
I'm
got
guessing
an
the
outbreak.
I would guess the former.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would want to know. I think it's important for the league to know. Like, are we doing things right?
Or
are
you,
you guys just idiots?
Yeah, I agree. It because then the biggest thing that Manfred talked about was he feels like the protocols are good and they prepared for this, and that's why he said this isn't a nightmare situation. So it would be interesting to find out if the protocols really worked and where this whole thing began.
Yeah.
Lou.
Unfortunately, it's not like you can get a test and say, okay, you are positive, and it shows here by the results you caught it on Thursday at 10:02 a.m., right?
You were picking up wings at a strip joint, right. And that's what, yes.
And they were
yes.
on fire.
Lou, I have to say, the one thing that caught my attention over the first 5 games with the Sox has been Renicky. He just seems overwhelmed, in my opinion. Is there any chance that you see that Renicky is back? And what are the odds that Cora just takes a job back next fall or next spring?
I don't see Renicky coming back. And, I mean, obviously that's short of turning this thing around and winning a World Series. Because I think Renicky is here simply because of the comfort level. With the chaos and weeks before spring training started, there needed to be some comfort level as far as who the next manager was going to be. You're not going to bring in somebody outside the organization who the teams don't know. They don't know the players with 1 week to go. So he was the perfect fit for that. But I think in the offseason, Heim Bloom puts his stamp on this thing. He picks the guy he wants. I think that, you know, I think that Alex Cora will probably get an interview. But then it really comes down to Heim Bloom. Like, does he want to go back and hire a guy in Alex Cora that was very popular? Or does he want to start over as the general manager or whatever the hell his label is and kind of bring in his own guy? I think once he takes some time. So, personally, I think he's going to bring in his own guy.
Is it good news that we haven't heard anything about the Phillies as far as maybe multiple guys testing positive? I know that the problem is we're waiting for their results, right? Because I think that was the biggest thing that everybody talked about is we're going to see what happens with the Phillies because they played the Marlins.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would, you know, the Phillies, hopefully if things are good there, there's no positives. I mean, I'm curious on the Yankees as well. I mean, I know they weren't exactly in there, but still they're in that locker room. And so now you're curious on how disinfecting, you know, the kind of works and how accurate everything is. So I just think you got your eyes on the Phillies. I think you got your eyes on the Marlins, the Yankees. Who was the team the Marlins played exhibition games
I thought you said
against?
It was the Braves.
Atlanta?
Braves, yeah.
Yeah, the Braves. Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, you just keep extra attention to those teams. And if it comes back negative, you know, you could sit there and say, listen, we're doing the right thing. They just played each other all week long. They had an outbreak on their team. There was nothing on the Phillies. We are doing the right thing. We just try to figure out what the hell happened there in Miami.
Did you get the Fauci baseball card yet?
No, I didn't. I did get like a text.
It's collectible.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, get your Tom's card.
Are you like LB where you collect your own cards?
No, I did old school. Like old school when I was probably like 10, 11, mm-hmm. 10, you know, 12, 9, something like that. I got cards everywhere upstairs, but old school ones. Yeah,
you better go look at those.
I mean, what's a Lou Merlone?
They sell for a lot of money.
What's a Lou Merlone rookie card worth?
Right now, $4.95 on Amazon.
How much is it?
$4.95 plus $2.95 shipping.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but Zarbano bought them all.
Think about that. You can get a good mail for a Finn.
Yeah, I got my Japanese cards, though. That's the big bucks.
Oh, yes.
Big bucks.
Right.
All right. Well, hopefully we're not getting... It's like the Chinese seeds. If you get a Lou Merlone Japanese card in the mail, you know something's going on.
One of those for like 6 yen.
All right, Lou. Lou, we'll hear you this afternoon.
Hi, peeps.
All right.
Hi, Lou.
That is Lou Merlone, and we'll be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Climbing the stairway to heaven. Here we go.
What is this, Wiggy?
This is the OJ's Stairway to Heaven.
They didn't do it.
Yes.
I mean, if I wanted to sleep, I would sleep. I mean, can you...
Now you're really low energy.
Yeah.
This song doesn't fit.
Well, I mean, Wiggy brings his own personal musical taste to his rejoin request.
I got the thing. What do you call it? That. What is the thing you have where it spins? Air moth? Is that what you call it?
The ear moth?
Whatever. Air moth?
Yes. Yeah. Earworm?
Ear moth.
What's
ear
moth?
It's technically an earworm, but we spun it into the term ear moth because there were so many stories of people with bugs in their ears that we were covering on the old show. So but that's how it became that term.
But how is that music related, though?
What do you mean? An ear,
it gets stuck in your head like a worm in your
like
ear.
Later on.
Oh, you mean like, let me put a bug in your ear.
Correct.
Oh, okay, all right.
So
all
if
right.
you're, later on today, right. if you're singing the OJ Stairway to Heaven, it will have been an ear moth that was stuck in your head.
So ear moth is WPS, where BPS would be like, hey, Greg, let me put a bug in your ear.
Whenever Wiggy's in, the rest of the day, I always say this, that, or the other.
It's not WPS or BPS.
No,
it's just if a song gets stuck in your head.
It's just S.
Only a song.
Right.
Putting a bug in your ear is telling somebody, giving somebody a thought that they should think about.
Right.
Like you say, hey, let me put a bug in your ear about,
Because you're always like, ear moth, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a song that gets stuck in your head all day.
Okay, all right.
Like, you might want to put a bug in Greg's ear, Wiggy, about the fact that he promised to take you to dinner.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We gotta wait for the numbers to come down. The governor's
really?
Vaccine.
Really? Home Depot?
Oh, no, that's
and North End?
Yeah.
Really?
We go to New Hampshire.
And I would like to put a bug in Greg's ear that said that Chris Curtis was right when he said when Brady left, the entire operation would fail.
Understandably. I mean, none of these players would be opting out for medical reasons if Brady were here.
They're all playing with them in Tampa.
Brady has an opt-out. There's no way I can opt out.
Coming up after 9, why a Hopkinton couple was arrested for the way in which they were walking their dog.
Love it.
We will get to that, but this is Albert from Rhode Island. Your favorite caller, Curtis. Hello, Albert.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Albert.
You know what? Hi, Danielle. How's it going?
Fabulous.
Listen, just cancel the season. Cancel it right now. It's better off for us normal conservative people to just take the bullet. Listen, the Democratic agenda, you won. Dante Hightower is like Zeus on Earth. He's like the healthiest one percentile walking the face of the earth. And Dante Hightower is afraid of sneezing and coughing. There's a better chance of Dante Hightower dying 5 times by text driving on the way back and forth to Gillette than there is him falling victim to the corona. Dr. Fauci, the Democratic agenda, you've gotten Governor Baker, Raimondo, Alorza, you crooks. You have achieved what you wanted. You've managed to intimidate and scare some of the most masculine beasts walking the face of the earth. When I read this morning, Dante Hightower, I was actually in the gym. A puny little minuscule ant, don't even wear a mask at the gym, And I'm in the gym. Dante Hightower is opting out. I'm like, Dante Hightower, you could lift the gym if you wanted to.
Albert, like, Albert, you are totally diverting attention away from your thesis being entirely wrong. You have been on the Belichick, not Brady bandwagon. Now, all these players in the Patriots are opting out without Brady, and you're being proven wrong, but you want to talk about meet the press here.
Well, no, but he... But
don't let him, Albert, Curtis, don't let him get to you, Albert. Let's keep fighting the good fight, us versus Corona.
Well, he makes a good point. I mean, you look at professional athletes, whether it's NFL, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball, hockey.
Right.
I mean, you would think that most of them are gonna, if they get the coronavirus, they're going to do...
Right, but did Hightower opt out because he was concerned about himself or because he just had a newborn?
And well, it's health related.
We also don't know what Albert's family medical conditions are, what his wife, his child. I mean,
but,
we have no
but if Dante
idea.
Hightower...
We have a quote from Hightower through Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. Me and my fiance are just more concerned with the health of our family than football, especially the new addition to our family.
There you go. So if Dante Hightower doesn't, if he didn't have a new baby, he's probably playing.
Probably.
Is there a considerable risk for infants?
Well, no, but I mean, it's newborn. I mean, Morgan just had the baby, what, like a week ago? So he probably wants to be, he probably doesn't want anything to happen where he would be forced to stay away from his fiance and kid.
I don't know a thing about newborns, but it makes some grown men act like babies.
So there are some guys that, you know, are having kids, not opting out, and Hightower feels like, well, you know what, maybe I'm just a little bit more concerned.
But he's not in a bubble. He's going to be allowed to be with his fiance and baby.
But maybe he doesn't want to risk the potential of him being exposed because he's not in a bubble
right.
and then going back to
them
and somehow, you know, whatever. I mean, a newborn's a newborn. It doesn't matter what the numbers are for how children are affected. If I had a brand new baby, I would be terrified.
Yeah, there's going to be some concern there. And it's probably more so because, you know, women have that, like, mother's intuition where she's probably like, you know, a little bit more concerned than he is. Not that he's not concerned. And I think you're going to see that whether it's a guy who has a newborn or if there are guys that maybe they live with their elderly parents or grandparents. They go, wait a second, you know, it's not that I'm concerned that I'm going to get it and something's going to happen to me, but what if I get it and bring it home?
I love how Curtis just said nobody on the Bucs is going to opt out because of Tom Brady.
Their tackle already said he was probably going to, the left tackle. Their franchise left tackle.
If you actually read the story on it, the guy they drafted in like the 13th pick of this year's draft is going to be the left tackle, so he was feeling the heat and he didn't want
to. So it's a rookie year one. They're just going to throw him in there without any games.
That is true. If you actually read the story on it.
Curtis is right.
The guy said he hates Belichick also.
Curtis, you are right. And he wanted, wanted more money. Is it Donovan Smith? Yeah, I think he wanted more money. And then they drafted the kid number 14 overall. So,
Greg, I'm sorry to report that the emperor has no clothes. Poor little Bill. At least he can have a nice little morning powwow and eat breakfast.
He is losing.
Ants on a log with Brian and Steve at Gillette.
He is losing a lot of special teamers, though. That's got to hurt. You know, if you lose Brandon Bolden and you lose the fullback there with Vitaly.
Yeah, Vitaly's done. That's confirmed.
Confirmed.
Bolden was confirmed by Schefter after he heard it on this program
this
morning.
Fitzy
reported it and Reese confirmed.
Yes.
Yeah. Schefter is that a total of 5 New England Patriots who will not play this season?
Correct.
Okay.
Who's the fifth? And Fitzy says a couple more.
Cannon, Hightower, Bolden.
The backup lineman who nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
There's some speculation without any real corroboration or anything, but Patrick Chung is being speculated.
Ooh.
Really?
Bandied about on the Twitter machine.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh.
Big party in New Hampshire.
There might be 30 Patriots that opt out. I said 30 across the league. The whole starting group might opt out.
Just got a text. Upstairs Joe is opting out.
I've been so right for 6 months. It's unbelievable.
Chung has been the beneficiary of the fact that the courts haven't been open for 6 months. He lucked out on that, baby.
Yeah. Well, cocaine is a hell of a drug, man.
I don't know.
It is what it is.
Maybe it's the fact, Curtis, I'll give you a spin on this. Maybe it's the fact that these guys think they have no chance of making the playoffs this year. So that's why they're opting out this season.
Yeah, but why would you want to turn down?
Well, if you're Hightower, you're going to make $8 million this year.
Right.
Or some form thereof.
Yeah.
And you're turning that down?
It's a lot of bread.
But he's got a lot of money anyway.
Yeah, that is true. Vitaly's the one I'm looking at. I'd like to know more of what his situation is because, you know, he's fighting for a roster spot. He's fighting to make some money, and you have the opportunity. And, you know, maybe there are some people that, you know, I don't know whether. Maybe he's got a good bank account. Maybe he's got good parents that got some squilla he can fall back on.
He does get $150K for nothing. I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah. And he's made $48 million in 8 years in the NFL. So he's very paid very well.
Who?
Hightower.
Oh, okay.
Hightower.
I was going to say Vitaly?
No.
All right. We got to take a break, but we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.